Chapter 2, Measurement, Section 3, Drawings, Tables, and Graphs, from the textbook. As you read, what you'll learn. You'll learn how to use pictures and take tables to give information. You'll identify and use three types of graphs. You'll distinguish the correct use of each type of graph. Why it's important? Illustrations, tables, and graphs help you communicate data about the world around you in an organized and efficient way. Your review vocabulary is the word model, which is a representation of an object or event used as a tool for understanding the natural world. And your new vocabulary words are table, graph, line graph, bar graph, and circle graph. Scientific illustrations. Most science books include pictures. Photographs and drawings model and illustrate ideas and sometimes make new information clearer than written text can. For example, a drawing of an airplane engine shows how all the parts fit together much better than several pages of text could describe it. Drawings. A drawing is sometimes the best choice to show details. For example, a canyon cut through red rock reveals many rock layers. If the layers are all shades of red, a drawing can show exactly where the lines between the layers are. A drawing can emphasize only the things that are necessary to show. A drawing also can show things that you can't see. You can't see the entire solar system, but drawings show you what it looks like. Also, you can make quick sketches to help model problems. For example, you could draw the outline of two continents to show how they might have fit together at one time. Drawings can show hidden things as well. A drawing can show the details of the water cycle, as shown in Figure 13. Architects use drawings to show what the inside of a building will look like. Biologists use drawings to show where the nerves in your arm are found. Photographs. A still photograph shows an object exactly as it is at a single moment in time. Movies show how an object moves and can be slowed down or sped up to show interesting features. In your schoolwork, you might use photographs in a report. For example, you could show the different types of trees in your neighborhood for a report on ecology. Tables and graphs. Everyone who deals with numbers and compares measurements needs an organized way to collect and display data. A table displays information in rows and columns so that it is easier to read and understand, as seen in Table 4. The data in the table could be presented in a paragraph, but it would be harder to pick out the facts or make comparisons. A graph is used to collect, organize, and summarize data in a visual way. The relationships between the data often are seen more clearly when shown in a graph. Three common types of graphs are line, bar, and circle graphs. The line graph. A line graph shows the relationship between two variables. A variable is something that can change or vary, such as the temperature of a liquid or the number of people in a race. Both variables in a line graph must be numbers. An example of a line graph is shown in Figure 14. One variable is shown on the horizontal axis, or x-axis, of the graph. The other variable is placed along the vertical axis, or y-axis. A line on the graph shows the relationship between the two variables. Figure 14, caption. To find the number of endangered animal species in 1992, find that year on the x-axis and see what number corresponds to it on the y-axis. Interpret the data. How many species were endangered in 1998? Page 58, bar graph. A bar graph uses rectangular blocks or bars of varying sizes to show the relationships among variables. One variable is divided into parts. It can be numbers, such as the time of day, or a category, such as an animal. The second variable must be a number. The bars show the size of the second variable. For example, if you made a bar graph of the endangered species data from Figure 14, the bar for 1990 would represent 263 species. An example of a bar graph is shown in Figure 15A. Circle graph. Suppose you want to show the relationship among the types of endangered species. A circle graph shows the parts of a whole. Circle graphs are sometimes called pie graphs. Each piece of pie visually represents a fraction of the total. Looking at the circle graph in Figure 15B You see quickly which animals have the highest number of endangered species by comparing the sizes of the pieces of pie. A circle has a total of 360 degrees. To make a circle graph, you need to determine what fraction of 360 each part should be. First, determine the total of the parts. In Figure 15b, the total of the parts or endangered species is 367. One fraction of the total, mammals, is 63 of 367 species. What fraction of 360 is this? To determine this, set up a ratio and solve for x. So 63 over 367 equals x over 360 degrees. X would equal 61.8 degrees. Mammals will have an angle of 61.8 degrees in the graph. The other angles in the circle are determined the same way. The reading check. What is another name for a circle graph? In Figure 15, you have the caption. For A, you have bar graphs that allow you to picture the results easily. And on letter B, on this circle graph, you can see what part of the whole each animal represents. So you can infer with that by answering this question. Which category of animals has the most endangered species? Page 59, reading graphs. When you are using or making graphs to display data, be careful. The scale of a graph can be misleading. The way the scale on a graph is marked can create the wrong impression, as seen in Figure 16a. Until you see that the y-axis doesn't start at zero, it appears that the number of endangered species has quadrupled in just 6 years. This is called a broken scale and is used to highlight small but significant changes, just as an insert on a map draws attention to a small area of a larger map. Figure 16b shows the same data on a graph that does not have a broken scale. The number of species has only increased 20% from 1996 to 2002. Both graphs have correct data, but must be read carefully. Always analyze the measurements and graphs that you come across. If there is a surprising result, look closer at the scale. And the caption for Figure 16, carefully reading of graphs is important. A, this graph does not start at zero, which makes it appear that the number of species has more than quadrupled from 1996 to 2002. B, the actual increase is about 20%, as you can see from this full graph. The broken scale must be noted in order to interpret the results correctly. In Section 3, Summary, at the bottom of page 59, Scientific Illustrations. Drawings and illustrations can help people visualize complex concepts. A drawing can include details you see and those that are hidden. Photographs are an exact representation of an object at a single moment in time. Tables and graphs. Tables display information while graphs are used to summarize data. A line graph shows the relationship between two variables. A bar graph shows the relationship among variables, and a circle graph shows the parts of a whole. It is important to pay close attention to the scale or graphs on graphs in order to analyze the information. That ends Section 3 of Chapter 2, Measurement, Drawings, Tables, and Graphs.